Catholics honor Mary under the title Queen of Heaven and Earth. Now, it must be understood that any power or authority that Mary has associated with this title or anything else comes from her Son. She has no power or authority on her own. But recognizing her as queen says more about her Son than it does her. It recognizes that Christ is the King. Christ is the King of the universe. But he didn't just become King of the universe, he inherited a specific kingdom and expanded it to cover the whole universe, the Kingdom of David, Luke 1:32 and 33. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. In the Davidic kingdom, the mother, not the wife, of the king was queen, because the kings typically had many wives. Almost every time the narrative in 1 and 2 Kings introduces a new monarch in Judah, it mentions the king's mother as well. And when God threatened exile through Jeremiah, we read, Jeremiah 13:18, "Say to the king and the queen mother, take a lowly seat, for your beautiful crown has come down from your head." The queen mother is listed among the members of the royal court when the king surrendered to the king of Babylon, 2 Kings 24:12. And Jehoiachin, king of Judah, gave himself up to the king of Babylon, himself and his mother and his servants and his princes and his palace officials. King Solomon was a precursor or type of Christ. His mother, Bathsheba, was a precursor or type of Mary. Notice the difference in honor when she was the wife of David versus when her son Solomon became king. 1 Kings 1:15, 16, and 31. So Bathsheba went to the king into his chambers. Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance to the king. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the ground and did obeisance to the king and said, "May my lord King David live forever." 1 Kings 2:19. So Bathsheba went to King Solomon to speak to him on behalf of Adonai. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed down to her. Then he sat on his throne and had a seat brought for the king's mother, and she sat at his right. When she was a wife of King David, she bowed to him and gave him honor. But when her son Solomon became king, he bowed to her and honored her. Sitting at the right hand in the Bible is the greatest honor. Thus, the queen mother sitting at the king's right hand symbolizes her sharing in the king's royal authority and illustrates how she holds the most important position in the kingdom, second only to the king. And her intercession with her son is shown through Bathsheba, 1 Kings 2:13 through 18. Then Adonai, the son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, and he said, "I have something to say to you." She said, "Say on." He said, "You know that the kingdom was mine, and all of Israel fully expected me to reign. However, the kingdom has turned about and become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. And now I have one request to make of you. Do not refuse me." She said to him, "Say on." And he said, "Pray, ask King Solomon, he will not refuse you, to give me Abishag the Shunammite as my wife." Bathsheba said, "Very well, I will speak for you to the king." 1 Kings 2:20. Then she said to King Solomon, "I have one small request to make of you. Do not refuse me." And the king said to her, "Make your request, my mother, for I will not refuse you." Now, King Solomon did refuse his mother, but he is only a shadow of the real Christ who keeps his promises. Notice the word pray is used. He says, "Pray, ask King Solomon." And the King James Version makes the point even clearer. 1 Kings 2:17, the King James Version says, "And he said, Speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say thee nay, that he give me Abishag the Shunammite to wife." Pray means to make a request, not worship. Was Adonai worshiping Bathsheba? Or was he asking Bathsheba to go worship Solomon? When Catholics pray to Mary, it is in the same context. We are asking her to intercede on our behalf with her son. And we see the same intercession of the Queen Mother, Mary, at the wedding of Cana, John 2:3. When the wine failed, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And of course, Jesus turned the water into wine. Heaven is a monarchy. Christ established the kingdom of heaven, not the People's Republic of Heaven. He is the King of Kings, not the President of Presidents. Freemasonic, Libertarian, and Democratic Republican values are not shown in the Bible, regardless of how some well-meaning evangelical Christians might try to insert them. They just aren't there. There is a royal court in this heavenly kingdom. For instance, St. Michael is the prince, Daniel 10:21. But I tell you thee what is set down in the scripture of truth, and none is my helper in all these things but Michael, your prince. And we will reign with him. We will be given robes, thrones, and crowns. 2 Timothy 2:11 through 12. The saying is sure, if we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. Revelation 24. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom judgment was committed. Revelation 4:10. The 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne. Since heaven is a kingdom with a royal court and even a prince, does it not make sense that there would be a queen? And of course there is. Revelation 12:1. A great portent happened in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pangs in agony to give birth. Then the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bear a child, so that he might devour her child as soon as it was born. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who was to rule all nations with an iron rod. But her child was snatched away and taken to God and to his throne. Now the child is Jesus. No one doubts this. If the child is Jesus and Jesus' mother is Mary, the woman spoken of in this scripture passage must be Mary, since the woman is shown given birth to Jesus. And Mary is the only person who gave birth to Jesus. She is shown as royalty, wearing royal blue and wearing a crown of 12 stars. It doesn't say that she's the queen, but I don't think this is the cleaning lady. Psalm 45 is about the kingship of Christ. To prove the point, the book of Hebrews quotes verses 6 and 7. Hebrews 1:8 and 9. But of the Son, he says, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy righteous scepter is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness beyond thy comrades." But in the same psalm, immediately after the verse is quoted, a queen is prophesied. Psalm 45:9, 16, and 17. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Instead of your fathers shall be your sons. You will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be celebrated in all generations. Therefore the people will praise you forever and ever. In Luke 1:48, Mary shows herself to be this queen, saying, "For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed." It also shows the queen as a mother. Concerning the queenship of Mary, St. Athanasius of Alexandria in 373 AD says, "If the son is a king, the mother who begot him is rightly and truly considered a queen and sovereign." And St. Ephrem in 373 says, "Majestic and heavenly maid, lady, queen, protect and keep me under your wing, lest Satan, the sower of destruction, glory over me, lest my wicked foe be vicious against me." Now many Protestants object fiercely to the title Queen of Heaven for the Virgin Mary because during the Babylonian captivity, the Jews worshipped the false Babylonian goddess Ishtar under the title Queen of Heaven. Jeremiah 7:18. "Do you not see what they are doing in the streets of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the father kindle fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger." The logic being that since this Queen of Heaven is false, then there is no Queen of Heaven. However, using that logic, we can't call Jesus the Son of God. Many pagan ancient gods, such as Apollo and Horus, were called the Son of God, since they were the sons of the head god in their respective systems, namely Osiris and Zeus. Pagan king of Babylon Nebuchadnezzar is called the King of Kings, Daniel 2:3-7. "You, O King, the King of Kings, to whom God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power, and the might, and the glory." Yet this does not preclude Jesus from being called the King of Kings. Revelation 17:14. "They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of Kings." Lucifer is called the morning star in Isaiah 14:12. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of dawn. Yet Peter refers to Jesus as the morning star, 2 Peter 1:19. And we have the prophetic word made more sure. You will do well to pay attention to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. In fact, Jesus refers to himself as the morning star, Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. Many false gods are called Lord and God in the Old Testament, yet we still call Jesus Lord and God. So just because worship of the false Babylonian queen of heaven, Ishtar, is condemned, does not mean we should not honor the true queen of heaven, Mary. Notice the Jews were offering sacrifice to the false queen of heaven. Sacrifice equals worship. Catholics do not offer sacrifice or worship to Mary. We honor her. Honor is different from worship and is encouraged in the Bible. 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor. If the elders of the church are worthy of double honor, how much more honor is the Mother of God worth? Until my next video, God bless.